537-1350 to call us here on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner back with you. Just heard the conversation with Jordan Willis as we transition into spring football, which starts on Wednesday. Practice does for the Wildcats. You know, replacing a guy like Jordan Willis of his caliber, that's never something that's going to be easy to do. I suppose the good news is you have guys like a Reggie Walker, who he was talking about there, that can step in. That is one of the areas where K-State, I would think, has to feel pretty good about the depth going into this spring.
Well, first and foremost, it's a no-brainer to say you really don't replace Jordan Willis. You just don't. With his high level of play, Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, those kind of things just stick out like a sore thumb. Having said that, however, I really appreciated what Jordan said there about some of the guys that are making their way. Reggie Walker last year was a real pleasant surprise, was he not? I mean, he was really good as a freshman at defensive end opposite Jordan Willis. He mentioned some other names there. I think K-State is fortunate to have a guy like Tanner Wood, who has been around and knows the system, can play inside and out. Those guys are valuable kind of guys. Kyle Ball, we saw just a little brief snippet of the potential that he has. And he mentioned Bronson Massey. I think all of us feel like Bronson Massey has a chance to be real good. So, or at least someday real good. So I'm anxious to get into the spring season.
And defense is obviously where you have more question marks than, right, than offense. I mean, the offense's potential, I think, could be really, really high with a returning quarterback and everything coming back. But defensively, you know, you do lose some of the secondary. I think most people with the departure of Elijah Lee, though, are going to zero in on that linebacking core, which now is also without a coach, too. I mean, there's a lot of question marks, I think, with the linebackers at this point in time.
Yeah, I was mentioning off-air that of all of the positions in the spring, I think it probably will get the most questions of the coaches and Coach Snyder. That's what the fans probably will look at most. Just because of the loss of not only Elijah Lee, but Shermichael Moore. You know, how often does K-State play in a three-linebacker set now? Not very often, but when they do, if and when they do, who would be the third guy? There are so many. It's really interesting when you look at the returning people. Just as an example, you think about Sam Sizelove, Jade Kirby, Trent Tanking, those three guys have played a lot of football here. But in all honesty, most of it on the field as a linebacker is probably Trent Tanking, and somewhat limited. But those got the bonus of that is that those guys know the system, you know, and how things work. That's really good. But I think most of us that follow K-State football wonder, what are we going to see from a guy like Elijah Sullivan? Maybe a Justin Hughes and those kind of guys. Maybe just to throw out another name, Ian Rudzik maybe. Those kind of guys have a real opportunity this spring, don't they? They really do.
Oh, big time. You know, some of those guys like a Jade Kirby, I mean, he's played a lot. It's just been on special teams.
That's right.
So can he make the transition to a linebacker? Right.
Sam Sizelove too, yeah. Those two guys were excellent special teams players. So they're used to being out there to a certain degree, but it's another animal when you're out there defensively as opposed to, you know, in a cover unit or, you know, a return unit. But I think we'll all be watching that. But you're right. There are certainly more questions on the defensive side. If you're not talking linebackers, it's probably – Jordan Willis, maybe first and foremost, then the linebackers.
Safety, I guess.
Three would certainly be safety and the nickelback with Barnett and Starks gone.
Yeah, you know, besides Kendall Adams at safety, is there a front runner necessarily there? I mean, you know, Sean Newland's been around for a while.
Well, I think you'd look – the first two guys that come to mind for me, right or wrong, Sean Newland because he's played – and probably Denzel Goolsbee because he's just such a real solid athlete and quick learning type guy, made a position switch last year. I think he would have a chance to get in there and get his nose dirty, so to speak, and compete. We'll see. There may be others. But those two guys would, for me personally, come to mind right off the top.
You know, offensively, I don't think this is a big deal if he's not able to, but with the surgery that Jesse Ertz has had, are we expecting him to be available for much of spring practice?
Well, my guess is it would be limited at best. I wouldn't want to speculate that he'll go some. I would say very limited, but that's just a guess. I have no clue on how that will go. I think we'll probably have a press conference maybe next Tuesday, find out a little more at that particular point. But that's okay. You know, I've been thinking about it this way. You know, Alex Delton played in 4 games last year, certainly capable of playing in more. Watch him and his development. I think we're all excited about Skylar Thompson. We'll see. We'll probably get a look at him. If Jesse really isn't allowed to do a whole heck of a lot, those guys are going to get a ton of work. Hunter Hall's going to get a lot of work. That's just kind of how it's going
to
be.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you don't want Jesse to be hurt and out, but
right.
I mean, he's experienced. He's been around. He knows the drill. Getting Skylar Thompson some more reps, getting the fans a chance to see Skylar Thompson a little bit more in the spring game, perhaps. Yeah, definitely a good thing. We'll come back and wrap up Wildcat Insider next. If you do have a phone call or tweet 537-1350 or the game KMAN, we will close up shop next here on Wildcat Insider.